This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. As expected, a deal to bring an immigration reform bill to the floor of the U.S. Senate seems to be moving forward. In a 67-27 vote, senators agreed to double the number of agents along the border and finish 700 miles of fencing, a plan with a price tag of roughly $40 billion over the next 10 years. It's the quid for conservatives on Capitol Hill. But what's the pro quo here? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us. Todd, you predicted this earlier this week. What do you make of this deal, and is the other shoe going to drop?
Well, what they got yesterday, John, on this cloture vote was 67 votes, and that's a pretty good showing, especially when you factor in the fact that two Democrats were missing because apparently of flight delays. Maybe that's another issue we have to deal with, or that they're trying to deal with. So bring that total probably to 69, maybe to 70, because a couple of the Republicans who missed votes might be swing votes as well. And so they look close to the 70 that senators, proponents of this bill, said they always wanted. This isn't a vote on final passage. This is a vote on one compromise plan that's supposed to grease things for Republicans who are skittish about this bill. But 67 votes, let's call it 69 if we want to, is a really strong showing. John, let's review just real quickly what this deal does and why it got so many Republicans on board. It's a $38 billion proposal that's added into the grander, you know, pathway to citizenship and visas and everything else that this bill does. You get a 700 miles of border fence, $4.5 billion for new technology, thermal cameras, new drones all along the border. Of course, 20,000 new border agents. That doubles the number. Some people are wondering what so many border agents are actually ever going to do. You also get implementation of the E-Verify system. That means that employers have to electronically verify the work status of everyone they hire, and a system that makes sure that people don't overstay their visas. Now, the whole point
that's controversial among border businesses, and so legislators are likely to hear from their constituents on that element.
Oh, yeah, and there are plenty of people in border communities and plenty of Democrats who, if those E-Verify provisions get too draconian, could jump from the bill. But we're a long way from that because the Senate is the easy lift here. All of this stuff is supposed to be implemented before anybody can get a green card along that 13-year path to citizenship. Now,
let me back you up for just 1 second, because we've spent so many times here talking about these, you know, $38 billion, $40 billion programs, and normally that kind of spending just is a non-starter in the Senate. But the reason this $38 billion doesn't seem to be a problem is because they anticipate savings from immigration reform.
Yeah, they do, because all those new documented workers have to pay taxes, John. And the CBO has said, with all of these new people working and working in the system, you get a lot more taxes. Now, there's a problem with some conservatives over what they call double counting. They say, yeah, a lot of these folks are going to be working, but they're not paying money into the Treasury. They're paying money to Social Security. And you can't spend Social Security money on border fences. You're trying to count money that you don't get to count. And you do this all the time. So some people are still saying that $40 billion, yeah, we're thrilled you want to spend lots of money on border security, but it's not the right money, and we're still against this. John, a lot of the conservatives are also upset that this big plan in order to get on the pathway to citizenship is never going to happen. Listen to Jeff Sessions of Alabama. This is going to give you an idea where this is going.
This is not a practical guarantee that this will ever happen. It's not a realistic guarantee that it will ever happen. And I don't believe we're going to add, based on my experience, 20,000 agents.
And he is not going to win in the Senate with that argument, but that is exactly the sentiment over in the House.
Big collective yawn from the House of Representatives. They are never going to touch this bill as it's currently constructed. It might pass with 70 votes by the end of the week, and senators will have their victory. But John, over in the House, no interest in this whatsoever. They're going piecemeal, and there are a lot of questions whether they will even get a bill by the end of the summer.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.